All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
What's left of America, and we need to do it about 1 million minds at a time, and we need your help. So please, this is a digital format, so please share it digitally before the digital currency gets here and wipes all of our free speech out. And we're going to talk a lot about stuff that will greatly disturb you, and you may actually lose some sleep over this. And my recommendation, based on what I know is coming, is that if you have kids in the room, get them out of the room, because this is critical. I have been talking about the subject of Red Dawn, as many of you know, since late 2005 to 2010, and I've continued it intermittently. I just did an article the other day on FEMA camps, and I said they're really close to completion, and I heard from Craig Sawman Sawyer. He confirmed some of what I said. We're going to hook up and talk this weekend. So there's a lot going on out there, and you're listening to now, and you know what this means, the Doug and Dave Intel Report, where former combat veteran Doug Thornton, contractor, military contractor, and also DHS officer, been to the front lines of that agency as well, too, both in Portland, where they let people literally get away with murder and ignore DHS arrests, and I'm talking Merrick Garland, and also, too, at the border. And I've made this conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, if you support open borders, you're a traitor to this country, you're an ally of China, and you're complicit in organized crime with the cartel. And there is no middle ground. There is no hyperbole to this. So you're listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report. We are brought to you by, a product that what you have in your home, well, pretty much all you have available unless you act now, and that would be storable food. My Patriot Supply, they're giving you $200 of free survival gear in addition to the lowest prices for 25-year shelf life, restaurant quality food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, so lots of diversity in that food, 2,000 calories per day. Remember, you're eating to survive at that point. And this administration, along with their complicit allies such as Bill Gates, are conspiring to take over our food supply. And they want to use food to basically force your compliance. And so you really need to avoid this by going to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And along those lines, we've been talking a lot about grid down scenarios. And we know a false flag is coming, and that's used to cover up major revelations. Oh, like Hunter Biden's laptop, Nord Stream blows up. And also, too, we're looking now at the J6. And, all I can say is that we're due for a false flag to distract the people's attention away from that as well, too. And so when the grid goes down, where are you going to get your water? Exactly. You won't. And on the fifth day of a crisis, the Naval War College said that waterborne illnesses are the number one cause of death. So let's avoid all that. Get the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. It's excellent at what it does. It's number one in the industry. We published the research at waterwithdave.com. They, too, have not raised their price. They, too, have specials. But they limitedly manufacture by design because they want to keep costs down by not overproducing. So they will run out, and you need to go to waterwithdave.com while you still can. So you got the food, foodwithdave.com. You got the water, waterwithdave.com. And we can get you 50 to 75% discount on MyPillow and their new pillow 2.0, which holds temperature. It's incredible. You can go to mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges, mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. Well, you got comfort in there, and you got survivability in our three sponsors for this show. And we advertise for what we're pretty sure you're going to need. Well, Doug Thornton needs no introduction, my broadcast partner here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're going to be talking about Red Dawn. Doug?
Well, Dave, as always, it's great being on with you.
Yep.
Same here. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, for starters, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing, and thanks for sharing this information, for the emails and the prayers that you guys give us. Thanks for supporting us. So let's talk about Red Dawn. potentialities. And honestly, man, before we came on the show, we were going to talk about a different topic that we tried recording the other night, and then we had changed to another topic, and now we're on to Red Dawn. Things are escalating. Okay, we were going to talk about a Hopi legend about more or less their prophecy of the end of the world, and then we were going to talk about Tucker Carlson and the new January the 6th videotapes that are coming out that he has access to, over 40,000 hours worth, and how Chuck Schumer was saying that it was a matter of national security that he was not allowed, that Rupert Murdoch, the man who owns Fox, would not allow him to put that forth because it's a matter of national emergency.
I just have a short response to that, Doug. Tucker Carlson's not allowed to reveal the truth of the criminal enterprise that's running this country. That's what Chuck Schumer is really saying.
Well, and even Mitch McConnell came out and decried it. And man, you know it's bad when Mitch McConnell has to be drug out of his coffin. What's going on now, and with all this stuff going on, guys, okay, January 6th was In my summation so far, January 6th is a continuation of the U.S. government broaching more and more, more or less breaching more and more, I guess, onto your privacy. And to me, the Patriot Act just got a leg up because of the January 6th Council, what they can now do. And I think they got their hand caught in the cookie jar. Now there's rumors that Ray Epps may actually come out and testify against the FBI. We'll see what happens there. And we'll see if Ray Epps survives up until that point in time.
I was just going to say he'll end up like Whitey Bulger. Do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ray Epps will probably run into an explosion at some point in time. Just so that he can't tell his side of the truth, right?
Well, I knew he'd be forced out. Let me just quickly say who Whitey Bulger was, just very briefly here. When Mueller, the guy who ran the Russian collusion delusion probe into Trump, and they couldn't prove a damn thing, corrupt FBI director, when he was in charge of the FBI field office in Boston, he used a confidant named Whitey Bulger to try to make scores on organized crime, and he gave Bulger carte blanche to commit any crime he wanted, including murder. When this got surfaced, Mueller had to have him put in prison, and when Bulger started to talk, he died in prison. So that's Mueller, the former corrupt head of the FBI, who did what he did, ally of, by the way, I should mention this too. I have a document from Russia, and I have a document from the State Department that shows that Mueller was the first guy to deliver uranium on behalf of the Clinton Foundation to Putin. And it's airtight. It's double sourced with government documents from Russia and America. So that's Mueller, Whitey Bulger, and this is what's going to happen to Ray Epps. Guarantee you.
Well, you know, if Ray Epps actually does come to testify, be expecting the false flag to happen.
Or he'll take the fifth.
Yeah. I mean, I've never looked at the situation in America and thought that we are seriously on the precipice of another 9/11 style event happening. And I think we're approaching it now. Okay. Matthew 24 is coming alive from the Bible. Matthew 24, Jesus tells us about wars and rumors of wars, kingdoms rising against kingdoms. This is coming to life, ladies and gentlemen. So, Maranatha to all of you, the king is coming. Do not be afraid. But pay attention to the signs and the times, and let's discuss this. What do we see coming? Well, let's start with this. Lindsey Graham is now threatening to put forth a bill that will allow us to start doing military strikes in Mexico against the drug cartels. Now, why now all of a sudden is apparently there was four people that were kidnapped in Matamoros, Mexico, which is just south of Brownsville. Hey, FYI to everybody, don't go to Mexico, like, ever. There's other countries. Anyways, his declaration of wanting to have military intervention into Mexico goes along with what Donald Trump was saying last month in the month prior, when he said that if I'm reelected for a second term, we are going to declare that the Mexican drug cartels are international terrorists, and we're going to start doing to them what ISIS, or what Obama did to ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Drone strikes, right? Now, if we go that route, let's talk about this, Dave. If we go to the route where, and Obrador is saying, don't come to Mexico with your military. He's already saying it. He's threatening it.
And my answer is don't get in the way.
Hey, listen. Mexico is bought and owned by two countries, China and Russia. China and Russia. They own that country. That is what we call a landing zone, a landing port, an amphibious landing zone. Where do you think the carriers are going to come from? They are going to land in Mexico, okay? And that's the aircraft carriers and all that other stuff that's going to be carrying the Mexicans, or excuse me, the Russians and the Chinese into Mexico. And then you have Canada, which is completely sold out right now. Not the Canadian people, but, you know, probably a quarter of them are completely sold out to China. Okay? So we have our biggest geopolitical enemies. North of us in Canada, Russia has bases all over the Antarctic. They have nuclear icebreakers. We don't have them. So they can get into areas that we can't. And then they own the southern hemisphere. The socialist nations, the communist nations, are rising in South America. They are aligned with who? Russia and China. You have like two nations, Honduras and Guatemala, that are kind of on our side, but they're really left out there on their own. And then everything else is socialist, communist, going up into Mexico. It's all owned by the Chinese and by the Russians. The Caribbeans, the Virgin Islands, that's owned by the Chinese, Belt and Road Project. So I predict, as many people have predicted over the years, a pincer-like movement where you are going to have a north and south penetration into America, and then you're going to have a east and west, which would be the Pacific and the Atlantic, amphibious landings into America. All this bullcrap about, you know, people jumping out of planes and parachuting into Colorado, dude, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. If it does go that way, then we are completely lost because they made it past our air defenses, much like their balloons did, right? So you have to consider Russia is more or less winning the war in Ukraine. I don't care what anybody, any political pundit out there says, or any listener who is Ukrainian sympathetic. Russia is winning that war, and Russia can destroy that entire country in 96 hours should Putin do it. And you better take that as an actual threat. But now you have the defense minister for the UK who is coming out and saying what? He said that we are in World War III. I just covered this on my show. He said that we are in World War III, that we need to declare martial law. We need to get the British troops into Ukraine and fighting Russia before Russia conquers Europe. So we have every stage set up for World War III right now. Germany has said that they're in World War III. Poland has said they're in World War III. Britain has said they're in World War III. Biden said that if we send tanks and F-16s into Ukraine, that that's World War III. Well, right now you have at least for known two Ukrainian pilots on the East Coast, if I'm correct, that are being assessed on how they can fly our F-16s. They wouldn't be doing that if they weren't about to be given them. And your president, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like him or not, said that it would be World War III if we give them tanks and F-16s. Well, he got the tanks approved, and now we have Ukrainians here for the F-16s. So let's talk about what's probably going to happen next. All right, Dave, what's probably going to happen next is in the next 2 or 3 months, saber rattling is going to turn into shots fired over the bows in the Pacific between the Taiwan, United States, and China. And then from there, probably within the next month or two, Russia is going to be able to make significant penetrations moving from east to west into Ukraine, taking over very specific targets. Once they control that infrastructure of Ukraine, Ukraine is going to have to give up. If they can take over the nuclear industry that's over there and the main electric grid that's over there, that can then actually hurt part of Northern Europe that gets much of its energy and its electricity from Ukraine.
I hear you, but I have an intervening variable there too. Before that happens, Zelensky's statement last week said we'll have American boys and girls fighting over here.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing.
That's right.
And here's my answer. I can't tell you what I told Bob Griswold off the air, but I'm telling you this. My kid ain't going. And anyone who allows their children, adult children, to go fight this war in Ukraine, CPS should come in and take your kids before that can happen.
Well, I'm on Twitter, unfortunately. I finally joined the Twitter war. And there are enough stupid people with a Ukrainian flag next to their name to be drafted before our kids do. So for all you people out there who support Ukraine, go fight over there. Go tell me how fun it is. I already did my time in the sandbox. Enjoy fighting against the Ruskies in that cold. Because the war is coming here, Dave. The war is coming here. Look, you got the economy about to fail in America. Okay? They're already starting to introduce the theory of another pandemic. And countries are being aligned to this, too.
I don't think it's a theory. I think it's a plot.
Oh, yeah. No, it's everything is event-driven. As we have always said, everything is event-driven, connected by narratives. And it's going to be one event after the other. There's a psychological reference to that, Dave. Jar my memory. When you just keep getting hit with one thing after the other, and you just surrender. Gosh, I forgot the term of it. But we are having such a information overload that Americans honestly aren't paying attention. But just wait till the panic starts, because the 2024 elections are going to have riots, pandemic, probably World War III, which will then most likely cause internal strife in America. You're going to have the Republicans versus the Democrats, and then you're going to have the rhinos connecting with the Democrats who will be out there trying to, more or less be traitors against everybody. And you're going to have civil conflict. And what happens if between now and then we actually do at least one drone strike on the cartels? What do you think the cartels will do? Do you think they'll back down? No. Not at all. The cartels will petition the Mexican government, and the Mexican government will come and protect them. You watch it happen.
I think the cartels are being sufficiently armed by the Chinese. They don't really need the Mexican military.
Well, here's a theory, and one of our listeners sent me an email about this. Do you think Lindsey Graham is going to put forth a bill, because it's limited in scope what Mexican drug cartels they want eliminated? Do you think the cartels that are not going to go along with the WEF are going to be the ones that are going to be hit?
It depends on the final disposition of the allocation of confiscated resources. And here's what I mean by this. Presently, you have the Sinaloas that control the drug trafficking and child trafficking into urban areas in America. And the CJNG controls the rural aspect of this. The competing cartels are like the Tijuana cartel, the Gulf cartel, and so forth. They're not really on board, from what I understand, with China. They have kind of a loose alliance, but they go their own way. I believe that they'll be eliminated first in the consolidation of these forces.
You know, if, let's say it like this. Let's compare apples to oranges here about how crazy the world has gotten right now. If Biden came out and said that we are going to go and have ourselves a war with Russia, because Russia was backing the Taliban with intelligence, money, and military equipment to fight against American soldiers in Afghanistan. Do you think we would declare World War III against Russia? If they openly campaigned and then they were able to get China and India and Brazil and Pakistan and Mexico and Lord knows all the other BRICS nations countries that are coming online to then funnel money into there. And from there, they would start to cancel and destroy anything that America had that was worth a financial asset in other countries. Do you think the American government would not say this is an act of war?
They could if they were acting rationally. But I think that right now, if we look at the base route of what's going on in Europe, the WEF is driving the conflict, and the Western nation leaders are under the control of Klaus Schwab. And I think anything that promotes global conflict, which is what Klaus Schwab wants, reduction of humanity through any means necessary, that would be my answer to your question. The war would be declared only if it served to, let's say, bolster the WEF and what they wanted to do with population reduction arising from World War III. That's my answer to that.
Oh, and meanwhile, nothing happened to Hunter. And nothing happened to Epstein Island and the secret list that got made known to Congress that they never decided to have an investigation about. Dave, there's a pattern here of behavior. Every time the politicians get in trouble, some sort of a chaotic event takes place that takes precedence. And that investigation is then put on the back burner and then just forgotten about. And what else is better than war, right? You know, they proved that they would hold a war for 20 years against a boogeyman enemy, Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, who were so limited in scope and capability of what they could do and project militarily that they weren't even a threat. They were about as much of a threat as a well-armed street gang. But we mobilized men and women for 20 years to go and take care of that, quote, threat. And we ignore the threat in China. We are setting ourselves up for a failure that we cannot plan around to succeed. I mean, do you think we're sold out in the Pentagon to a major extent?
With no exceptions, yes.
What about Congress?
Most of it. We have to go back to what we've already talked about before to answer all your questions that you're leading to, and I agree with you. The Brager report that was issued before the Arizona Select Committee of the state legislature really was 26 states that are taken over by the cartel in money laundering schemes that involve many, many judges, politicians, and the like. And this is widespread through America. Let me give you one local example, and let me give you a national example. One, in Arizona, Adrian Fontes is the Secretary of State with known cartel ties. Kerry Lake has said this. I've known this for years. He defended the people who murdered Agent Brian Terry of the Border Patrol in the Fast and Furious operation. He defends cartel members in California from the casinos, and that stems from Paul Preston's investigation into him. He is clearly subservient to China and the cartels because they're connected to the hip. That's one local example. I could give you 50 that I know of in Arizona. Now, at the national level, Mitch McConnell took FTX money. That ties him directly to the World Economic Forum in various ways. So did Kevin McCarthy, and so did Rona McDaniel, the head of the RNC. All three of them sabotaged races for America First candidates in the 2022 election. People said, gee, why didn't the Republicans get more seats? Must be Donald Trump's fault. No, it was the treason that controls these people. Mitch McConnell makes $25 million a year because his wife's parents control the six major ports in China. And he's paid handsomely. That's why he's soft on Taiwan. This is why he is sabotaging 8 senatorial races in 2022. So there you have a local example in Arizona. Like I said, I could easily list 50. And you have 3 national examples. China controls the bulk of our politicians. That's my answer.
With all this madness going on, the Department of Homeland Security has still not updated the National Terrorism Advisory System. It's still the same from November. Mm-hmm. And back in November, it said that the United States remains in a heightened threat environment, lone offenders and small groups motivated by a range of ideological beliefs and or personal grievances continue to pose a persistent and lethal threat to the homeland. Domestic actors and foreign terrorist organizations continue to maintain a visible presence online in attempts to motivate supporters to conduct attacks in the homeland. Threat actors have recently mobilized to violence, citing factors such as reactions to current events and adhere to violent extremist ideologies. That is so vague. It's unbelievable. In the coming months, listen to this. In the coming months, threat actors could exploit several upcoming events to justify or commit acts of violence, including certifications related to midterm elections, holiday seasons, associated large gatherings marking 2 years since the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, and potential socio-political developments connected to ideological beliefs or personal hostility. Targets of potential violence include public gatherings, faith-based, the LGBTQI+ community, schools, racial and religious minorities, U.S. critical infrastructure, and perceived ideological opponents. So it sounds like they have covered the bases of everything, doesn't it? Except for the actual threat, China. Not once did they mention the drug cartels, which have always been more of a threat than anything else that's happening in the United States.
Is this the direction you're taking this discussion to the Red Dawn scenario?
I think it all culminates to the same event. America is being destabilized politically, socially, economically, religiously. Our critical infrastructure is damaged and being targeted. Our military status is the most weakened status that it has ever been. 80% of men and women between the ages of 17 and 24 are so obese that they can't pass the initial requirements just to join the DEP program before they even go to basic training. We're starting wars with Russia and China. I mean, what else can happen? The big what else is the tumbling of our economy, which every time there has been an economy that's been decimated, war has come quickly after that. So I think that's one of the key things we need to be paying attention to.
Well, when we say Red Dawn, most people are going to think about the penetration of fifth column forces
or even a primary country into the United States militarily. And you said that they will not parachute in because they'd have to take out air defense first. I still think that's a real possibility, and let me tell you why. In 2014, and I covered this extensively with inside information, but also a photo, an Iraqi general was flying out of Luke Air Force Base near the border in Douglas, Arizona, and his plane just dropped from the radar. And they were an absolute, like, what the hell just happened? So they detached personnel, and they found the burning plane. They didn't find the pilot. The pilot never issued a mayday, never attempted to eject. And after looking around for the pilot, they found him strapped in his plane. And he never got a mayday call off, and people were baffled. And then they made a connection because they knew that the cartel and with Russian help and also North Korean technology, they were using portable EMP weapons. And they believe that's what brought down this plane. And I've got this on really good authority. I published two articles on this in 2014, I believe it was. And Doug, I have to tell you, this is real. When the Bundy standoff was going on Clive and Bundy's land, the first Bundy standoff, there were a couple things that went on. One was the infamous uranium stealing by the Clinton Foundation off Bundy land. But the other thing that really escaped attention was the Chinese were attempting to put on BLM land portable EMP weapons disguised as solar panels. I covered this in detail when the Bundy situation went down. And who was Bundy's land next to? That big base in Nevada. And they could have knocked down at Nellis Air Force Base. They could have knocked down every plane coming out unless they were able to locate these people and take them out. But you got to believe they wouldn't have had just one. I think there's been a move in a time of war by the Chinese because they control the solar panel fields across America. We know they exist in I-10 next to the Luke Gunnery Range. They operate next to Davis Monthan Air Force Base south of Tucson. They also operate on the border, and we've seen the handiwork. I think that the Chinese believe there's a reasonable expectation that they could basically limit American aerial response to a land invasion of any type by invoking these weapons. Do you know anything about this at all?
Well, the Pentagon, and not just the Pentagon, but the military-industrial complex has actually been complaining about this for a few years, that the need for funding for advancement of advanced weaponry to field to our troops to combat the advanced weaponry technology techniques and applications that Russia and China are accelerating in is not there. Recently, there was a lieutenant general from the Air Force who was tasked with wargaming the Pacific and trying to stop China from invading Taiwan, and they were wargaming this. And multiple times as the wargaming was being simulated, America lost very quickly Taiwan. China overwhelmed with missile barrages. And so he began to do a little bit of a dig into this, an investigation into this, and he found out more or less that we are not where we need to be advancing militarily to combat the actual threat, which he claims is China, that China's hypersonic missiles and Russia's hypersonic missiles are going to beat us no matter what we do right now. And the simulations all prove that. So does that filter in to what you just said?
Yes, it does.
I think absolutely.
Very much, yeah, it does.
And don't forget that then you have the weather wars. You have the super weapons. So, you know, I mean, we're at a very climactic time right now in this world. And it makes me go back to Matthew 24 every time. You know, when you have nation rising against nation, kingdom versus kingdom, ethnos versus ethnos, famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places, these are just the beginning of the sorrows. Just the beginning. We're not even talking about the Abomination of Desolation coming next. But Joe Biden is rolling out a digital ID control grid, which happened in East Palestine. It's not being talked about. But they came out with a digital ID for these people in East Palestine before the train explosion. So when you have all this little bits and pieces of information, it turns into one big spider web as you're trying to, you know, pin the dots onto the chalkboard of what's going on and all these different events that keep popping up. And while we are focused on awarding some dude the International Woman of Courage Award in the White House, China and Russia have been planning for 50 years how to take down America. And I think we have finally been so dissolved as Americans now that we're at probably one of the most vulnerable times ever to actually be invaded and at work. The thing need be happen now is for a national gun registry and a confiscation of weapons, which I'll be damned. Didn't Joe Biden just come out and say, we will take away the assault weapons once again?
That well, to is him, now to him, everything is an assault weapon.
Well, of course. And then you have Joe Biden, who knows nothing about law, who says, just grab a shotgun. Remember the stupid remark? Just grab a shotgun, a double-barreled 12-gauge, and, you know, if someone's on your land and you don't like them, just fire off one barrel into the air. By the way, don't anybody do that. That's a felony. So you will be accountable for where the rounds land, okay? We have the most geriatric idiot that has ever, ever become a president. You know, who was it? Nikki Haley or somebody was saying that Biden should have an aptitude test done on him. And Jill Biden was recently interviewed about this, and she said that's absolutely ridiculous that he should have an aptitude test. Do you think they're going to take Biden out soon?
Yes.
I'm surprised he's last this long.
Well, he'll be around long enough to get the war started. They'll find a way to replace him.
That's what I think. That is exactly what I think. Because then, and this is perfect, guys. This is perfect timing. We get into a war before the elections. Biden gets taken down. They replace Biden with whatever stooge they need. And then Trump can never run. I mean, even if it is about Trump or not, all right, it's a great plan if they – and I say great plan, not that I agree with it, but it's a great plan when you have wrote all the laws, all the policies, you've overseen the destruction of your country, your military, your economy. You have divided the nation upon every platform there could be a division on. I mean, we're ripe for civil war. I'm shocked it hasn't happened. I'm shocked. But if we do start World War III by 2024, civil war will either happen immediately after or right before. That's what I think will happen.
I can't disagree with what you're saying, but let's talk about the specifics. Who crosses the southern border? I believe that they can take out aerial defenses. I don't think that's been relegated to. Let's put it this way. Harry Reid, the son of Peter Reid, the son of Harry Reid, was paid $5 million by the Chinese to install these systems on the Clive and Bundy land. You can take that to the bank. I believe this has gone on all over the country. We are totally – I mean, people – we focus on Red Dawn. Let me just say this to show you how complete the infiltration is. They control universities and colleges. They control Hollywood. They control the news media. And they work in conjunction with George Soros, because sometimes they throw people off the track of Chinese infiltration into our politics, like present Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs when she ran for Secretary of State. She and also Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone each got $2 million from George Soros. Why don't you just put China on the top of that? Because that's really who's controlling this governorship. And I want to just make this statement, Doug, then I want to go back to the actual specifics of what you anticipate to be the Red Dawn. If you support open borders, if you allow the cartels to run rampant, you are, number one, a traitor. You support China. I don't care if it's the cartels doing it, because the cartels are China. And you are a traitor to your country, and you should be ascribed the punishment that we reserve for traitors. And also, too, you're serving Satan, because you're serving the World Economic Forum's desire to take down America. And the World Economic Forum, through Harari, their main administrative arm, is as satanic as they get. And this is really the core of what we're facing. Communism is Satanism. And I would encourage everyone to listen to my interview with Jamie Walden last week, where I talk about this with Jamie. And Jamie gave example after example. I'll say it again. Communism is Satanism. And that's ultimately who the enemy is. The enemy is not just China and the World Economic Forum. It is Satan.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what's so appalling to me is the stupidity of Americans to have all the access in the world, in the libraries, at your fingertips with your phones, the internet, and to still believe lie after lie. I was trolling some leftists today from Antifa just because I was bored. And me and some cop friends of mine, we were talking about what's going on in Atlanta, which is just crazy what's going on in Atlanta with Antifa. And so I was led to this little chat group on Twitter, and I was just watching what these people were saying, the leftists, and how many times they would reference the word Nazi to Marjorie Taylor Greene and to Nikki Haley, to Donald Trump, and to, you know, other mainline conservatives. And I'm like, do you not understand that socialism, national socialism, and communism are all the same thing? And so I did my own little research today about Nazis sympathizers from around the world. And in almost every second world, third world, and first world country, there are Nazi sympathizers from almost every Latin state to every European state to America, Canada, and China, and Russia, and Ukraine. And it all says the same thing. Socialist, national socialist, next to his name. But yet people believe we're the Nazis. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, maybe there's some mainline agencies out there like MSNBC or the Time that would have something that is historically based about Nazi Germany, or maybe even New York Times, right? And so I started looking on all these different, you know, media outlets, which are almost all mainly leftists now, and they're literally lying about history. And they said that the Nazi regime was a far right regime. Okay, to be on the right means to be conservative. There's no way you can ever look at the Nazis and say, yeah, they were conservative. But yet you lie enough, and you tell the lie big enough, and eventually it actually becomes the truth. Joseph Goebbels, all right? He wasn't wrong when he said it. Propaganda does work. So if you have convinced half the nation to believe the big lie, as Dinesh D'Souza's book says, which is an amazing book if anyone ever wants to learn about socialism and the Nazi socialist, Dinesh D'Souza, The Big Lie, great book. It's on Audible. You have to sit back in awe and think, if this many people are this foolish to believe that the Nazis were actually more or less Republicans, well, what's to stop them once civil war starts and the nation's divided, to then start persecuting anyone that's conservative, anyone that's Christian, literally following the path of Nazi Germany, swallowing, you know, hook, bake, or hook, bait and the weight of the big lie, which is Nazism, socialism, communism, which all absolutely, as me and Jamie even said in our interview, is absolutely Satanism all around. You know, you have the rise of Satanism worldwide, and that rise is quickly coming out of the closet, so to speak, and into your face in America more than any nation. Dave, could you look at any other nation in the world and say they're more satanic than America? I can't.
Well, let's put it this way. We would give anyone a run for their money.
There is, okay, let me say it like this. In China right now, how many videos have you seen of men dressed in women's lingerie dancing sexually provocatively in front of their children?
None.
Okay, how about Russia?
None.
India?
None.
Pakistan?
None. How about Western Europe?
Yeah. How about Japan?
None but Western Europe.
Let me see. I would almost loosely base it in London, which London in itself is a big quagmire of a problem. But it is, because you don't see it, guess where? You don't see it in Canada. It has almost solely become an American phenomenon. So much that when you look at the depravity of America, sometimes I sit back and I think, how could it get worse? Oh, but that's coming. What is going to be worse is when the bill hits the floor to make pedophilia a recognized sexual preference. Bestiality is legal in Spain. Pedophilia is legal in France. Recently, let me find the article real quick, but recently in California, they are lessening the, how would you say this? Here, let me read this. A California legislator passes bill reducing penalties for oral and anal sex with willing children.
Okay, I agree. I mean, we're going through what's often called a Maoist cultural revolution. When you try to overthrow a government, you also have to change the culture of the people to eventually get compliance and acceptance, which is why the Chinese control our education system. So I agree with what you're saying. What I'd like to know in the time we have left, tell me, Doug, what's the mechanism of the Red Dawn invasion? How do you see this unfolding? Where do they attack from? Who's attacking, and how do they attack?
Okay, so I described the Panzer movement, right? So this is a twofold Panzer movement, north and south, Canada and Mexico, and then east and west, which is the Atlantic and Pacific, and that would be a amphibious invasion. More or less, I would almost consider it to be continuous bombardments from the naval guns along with strategic strikes from aircraft carriers. Now, from there, the only things they really need to decimate are the coastal cities where there is military bases at. And then from there, once the ground forces come in and they can set up their lines of protection and then have that logistical train follow them, well, I mean, it's anybody's game at that point.
Yeah, let me ask you this. So how do they negate the submarine force and the space force?
Unless somebody tells them where the subs are.
Biden will do that.
And don't think for one second that this is not a four-part or five-part war. You're going to have we're going to have conflicts in the Pacific and in Europe. You're going to have conflicts in cyberspace. And also on our grid. You're going to have internal conflicts in America, and then you'll have the invasion. You have to have all these things before you walk into America, or you're going to get your ass handed to you. It's going to happen. You got too many Americans with too many guns. But if you black out America and we can't talk to each other, then the only way that we could rally around each other is through what? Radio or runners going from city to city.
Committees of correspondence. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you're going to have the gang violence. You're going to have cities imploding on themselves. Many little civil wars happening all over the place.
Of the border infiltration, how much do you think of it as complicit with fifth column forces that will rise up when the invasion comes?
Huh. I think there is an unknown amount of military aged males that either can be recruited or were directly recruited to get into America and to be on standby. And I think Mexico is very complicit in it. So complicit in it that I actually have, let me see if I can find this. Okay. Pull this up. November 2022. Mexico, 59,352 illegal entries. December of 2022, Mexico, 48,375 illegal entries into America. January of 2023, Mexico, 61,904 illegal entries into America. The next country that comes close to that in December of 2022 was Cuba, with 42,653 illegal entries into America.
That's concerning. My two Border Patrol sources are telling me they're apprehending the most immigrants they're apprehending are now national Chinese.
So right now from this this graph that I have, in January 2023, there was 1,084 documented Chinese and 4,509 documented Russians. Peruvian, 11,366. Guess what Peru is?
Communist as hell, yeah.
Venezuela, 8,152.
Communist.
El Salvador, 3,748. Nicaragua, 3,337.
The El Salvador thing is interesting because it's not a communist country any longer, but they're purging the communists and they're leaving the country. That's what's coming here.
The biggest prison in the world is in El Salvador. And it's all MS-13s.
They've jailed 100,000 people without due process. I have a problem with that, though. Yeah, out of 100,000, I suspect they probably have 10 to 20,000 who are not guilty. It's just a wide dragnet to basically say, I'm doing something, and they're putting away MS-13. But you can bet, too, they're also doing political enemies because it's a wide dragnet. It's not specific to the individual. Yep. So I wouldn't look at that as, say, they're cracking down on crime. They're cracking down on dissent.
El Salvador has a large police presence because of the actions that we took in El Salvador. However, they do not have a military presence, not anything of significance at all.
That's true.
So if there was an invasion and El Salvador was quickly overwhelmed, which they would be, you have a 100,000 man army sitting in the same facility waiting to be released.
That's a good point. That's enough to be scared about. Let's not forget about the communist Chinese that are in British Columbia and the northern regions.
Yep. Yep.
Kevin Annette and Sarah Westall have documented about 200,000 Chinese in that area.
Yep. Western Canada.
Yeah, in the northern regions on casino Native American land. And this is a typical pattern. The communists come in, they throw some dollars at the Native leadership, they sell out to the Chinese, and they have the presence. It's happening in this country, too.
And isn't it interesting that the oil rights and the timber rights for that area were more or less sold to China?
Not an accident. You know, we're just about out of time. We're going to have to continue this as events warrant. This is really, I think we made a pretty convincing case for what's coming. But it's really just kind of an outgrowth of what I was saying 15 years ago. But now we have more specifics. because of the time frame. Doug, real quick, tell people in about 10 seconds how they can follow you.
So American Vindicta show is on gsradio.net, YouTube, and Rumble. And then we also have the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Please make sure that you subscribe to us also on Rumble, Doug and Dave Intel Report, one word.
That is fantastic. Doug set that up, by the way. I take no credit for that, but I'm proud of what's appearing there because the Doug and Dave Intel Report is growing very quickly in its popularity. Thank you very much to everyone who's tuning in. And on behalf of my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, you've been listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the CommonSenseShow.com. We appreciate you coming here, and we'll see you back here next time. Thanks, Doug.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.